بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم إحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, sisters, alhamdulillah, ثم الحمد لله. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى again and again abundantly for the blessing of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes a'mal, good deeds, easy in the month of Ramadan. We should thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah for the fasting, Alhamdulillah for the tilawa, Alhamdulillah for the ibadah, Alhamdulillah for the Quran. There's so many things, mashallah. If we were to start thinking about the blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala this month, mashallah, we can never be able to really be able to pay it back. The idea of how much food, mashallah, we eat. I don't know if everyone ever thought about it, but like, sahri and iftar it's a lot of food, subhanAllah. And mashallah, a lot of barakahs and rizq as well. SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala makes the risk of a Muslim easy in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Yesterday we spoke about the dua, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu wa rabbul arshil azim. And it's a beautiful dua. And one of the things that we learned from the dua was that saying that Allah is enough for me. There's none worthy of worship but Him. Allah is enough for me. And understanding Hasbi is that Allah Ta'ala will take care of my dunyawi problems, my worldly problems. And hasbi also means Allah Ta'ala will take care of my ukhrawi, my hereafter problems. Hasbi, remember that when you think about hasbi, think about hisab. That in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, one day I have to give account. And that time will be the most serious of all times. It's only the greatest of all tests for me. That before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I have to give account for everything that happened in my life. Now, will I be able to pass or not? That's the big thing. That's hasbi Allah. That's what that means. Allah is enough for me. Inshallah, in the hereafter, I also become successful too. It's a beautiful dua again. Hasbi also is in relation to the non-Muslim lifestyle or the attitudes of non-Muslims. When people are pushing you to leave your deen, you read Hasbi Allah, la ilaha illahu, Allah will protect your deen also. It's a beautiful dua. It's so many different ways. One of the things I want everyone to keep in mind is that in this short life, we have a very, really, it's a limited amount of time while we're here. And one day we'll find ourselves in the grave. And that life in the grave is much longer than life here. And what we can do, what we need in that life, in the hereafter, is so much more vital and critical than things that we need here. And the only way to make sure the hereafter is successful is that we do things here before we go there. Whatever we do here, inshallah, will pass on to the next life. Rasulullah was told by Jibreel one time, Ya Muhammad, ahbib man shit. Oh Muhammad, love whoever you want. فَإِنَّكَ مُتُفَارِقُهُ. That one day you're going to leave them, O Prophet Wasallam. So life is very short in this short amount of time. You want to make sure you do the right things in the most successful ways, inshallah. And this is what this next dua is about. When we live the life that we didn't know, and now we know. Many of us, subhanAllah, were not practicing deen when we were younger. And subhanAllah, we learned about deen a little bit later. And then we start to regret or think about all these different things we did in the past. And this dua is for you then, inshallah ta'ala. If you want to know, what dua can I make to Allah? That Ya Allah, I want to thank you for the blessing. And Ya Allah, I want that you keep me safe and protected on this deen, right? This is actually the dua of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. It comes in Surah Hud. This dua of Nuh alayhi salam is a very profound dua. It has a nice little backdrop which I'll give you inshallah so you guys can understand the story behind it. Okay? Where are we in the story of Nuh alayhi salam? He just finished boarding the ark. He was in the fulk, right? The fulk in Arabic is ark. While he was traveling in the boat, he comes across this area when he's with the believers. There are very few of them, right? Roughly 80 or so are with Nuh alayhi salam on the boat. And the rest of the people are going to be drowned. While he's on the boat and he's there with some of his family members, he sees across in the distance, near a mountain, one of his sons is there. Nuh alayhi salam's own son is there. Wa kana fi ma'zili. He's in this very distant area. And this is a very profound word in the Arabic language and in the Quran. Because Allah Ta'ala is saying that son is he's in a distant area, meaning physically he's in a distant place. And spiritually he's not next to his father anymore. Because why? Because this boy was a kafir. This boy is a disbeliever, and Nuh alayhi salam is obviously a messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So you can imagine the heartache of Nuh alayhi salam seeing his son there. So Allah Ta'ala already told Nuh alayhi salam, put your family on the boat. So Nuh alayhi salam, he sees this boy over there, and he says, maybe if he accepts Islam now, and he comes towards taqwa and deen, then I can also invite him onto the boat. So he goes, he says, Ya bunay, irkam ma'ana wa la takum min al-kathin. Oh boy, my beloved son, join us, ride onto the boat, and don't be from the disbelievers. Nuh alayhi salam calls him like so. Then what happens is the boy says, قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلْ يَعْصِمِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. He said, no, I'm going to take shelter in this mountain. This mountain will protect me from the rain and the flooding today. Then Nuh alayhi salam tells him, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمٍ. No one's being protected today. There's no protector today except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever Allah ta'ala wants to have kindness on. Nuh alayhi salam tries to tell his son and tries to explain it to him. Allah ta'ala says, a wave came between them. A huge tidal wave came between them. And now Nuh alayhi salam did not see his son. Allah ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, his son is destroyed. He's been drowned in the flood. Now Nuh alayhi salam, in this moment, the ark lands on Mount Judi and everything's become rested and well and settled. Now at this moment, Nuh alayhi salam is thinking, and this is a proper thinking. There's nothing wrong with Nuh alayhi salam's thought here. What is the process of Nuh alayhi salam's thinking? He says, Ya Allah, if my son has died in the flood, I don't want him to die in Jahannam. If he dies here, I don't want him to let him die in the hereafter. If Allah Ta'ala said, Illa man sabaqa alayhi al-qawl, certain people will be saved from this punishment. I hope maybe there's a chance that maybe my son will be from them. So he asks in those simple and easy and nice ways. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّهُ فَقَالَ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ بَنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي. Oh Allah, he calls out to Allah Ta'ala. He's talking to Allah. Nuh alayhi salam, you'll see the way he makes dua is a very, very beautiful way of making dua. Nuh alayhi salam, when he makes dua, he's talking to Allah Ta'ala. I tell you, subhanAllah, the reason why we feel so far away in our duas is because we're not making munajat. Munajat means that you're having a deep private conversation with Allah. A deep private conversation with Allah. When you raise your hands, you should be talking to Allah Ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salam, his whole life is like this. Allah Ta'ala has a whole surah called Surah Nuh. I encourage you to read the translation. It's literally Nuh alayhi salam at nighttime just making dua to Allah, just talking to Allah Ta'ala. Just look at it and tell yourself, man, maybe I should make dua like this too. You'll feel much better in your dua. Nuh alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, my son is from my family. My son is from my family. Wa inna wa'adaka al-haq, and your promise is true, Ya Allah. He says, my son is from my family. Allah, you said you promised you would save my family. Allah, your promise is true. And you're the most just of those who are judges. And you're the most wise of those who have wisdom. This is the idea of Nuh alayhi salam's dua. He reminds Allah Ta'ala who he is. Or he tells rather, he tells Allah who he is. Allah Ta'ala loves that. When you make dua, Allah, you're Rahman. Allah, you're Rahim. You're Aziz. You're Malikul Quddus. You're Jabbar. You're Qahhar. You talk to Allah. Tell him. That's how you make dua. This is what we're missing. So they make dua like this, and then Nuh alayhi salam reminds Allah, rather he tells Allah, Allah, your promise is true. This is what you promised me. This is the way the awliya, the anbiya, the prophets, and the pious people make dua to Allah Ta'ala. He makes this beautiful dua, heartfelt dua. He doesn't say anything else. He doesn't say, Allah, save my son. He doesn't say, Allah, protect my child. Allah, save him from Jahannam. None of that. He just says, Allah, he's from my family. And you love us, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you said you do. And Ya Allah, you have the most hikmah, you have the most wisdom, Ya Allah. Whatever you want, it will happen. It makes this beautiful appeal to Allah Ta'ala. What happens afterwards? Allah Ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, and the reason why I want to go over this, because I feel like, subhanAllah, there are a lot of lessons here for many of us, that you and I first and foremost need to recognize something. Nuh alayhi salam is an exceptional parent, an exceptional Nabi, an exceptional human being, alayhi salam. He is someone who is on the highest of calibers. Yet, subhanAllah, one of his own children is a kafir. Could you imagine? What type of parenting he had, what type of tarbiyah he gave, what kind of discipline he gave his child. Yet subhanAllah, it happens in the taqdeer and the whatever Allah had decided that sometimes a person's child will not be on the right way. This is first and foremost a reminder for parents that you are trying your utmost best, try your best and try as hard as you can, but don't go overboard that you become so depressed or disarrayed or you lose complete hope that your son is not on Islam anymore. May Allah save all of our children. At the same time, subhanAllah, it's a reminder to everyone that look, this is a Nabi trying for his child. And look what happened to him at the end. You and I not trying at all, what do you think is going to happen? In this type of kufr, kafir country, I can tell you so many people's kids who have gone off on atheism, who've gone off on switching religions, who've become Hindu and Christian and all these different things. Because why? Because their parents could not even give a little bit of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam in such a beautiful, profound way. Allah says, Qila ya Nuh, it said to Nuh, Innahu laysa min ahlik. He's not from your family, Nuh. He's not from your family. Nuh alayhi salam said, what? Oh Allah, he's from my family. Allah said, no, Nuh. There is no kafir in the family of a Muslim. There's no kafir in the family of a Muslim in the hereafter. Spiritually speaking, you are not connected to anyone of kufr anymore. And the qiyamah, you don't raise with a kafir. That's why Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father will be made into an ant. Allah Ta'ala does not want Ibrahim alayhi salam to be disgraced and given disrespect on Qiyamah. So what happens to Nuh alayhi, Ibrahim alayhi salam's father? Allah Ta'ala turns him into an ant and Allah Ta'ala just crushes him in Jahannam so no one gets to know that his father was a disbeliever, just to protect him from the shame of that. Allah Ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, maybe biologically speaking, he is your child. Spiritually speaking, he's not from your family anymore. Innahu laysa min ahlik. Innahu amalun ghayru salih. This is the big mistake that we make as parents. This is the big mistake we make as the parents. Allah Ta'ala says, he is an action who is not good. Allah Ta'ala says, he is an action it is not which is not salih. Allah Ta'ala says, your children are like your amal. Your children are like your good deeds. The same way before salah, what do you do for your salah? What do you do before salah? What do you do? In order to pray, what do you need? Wudu, right? You need intention. You need to make sure qibla is right. You do all this diligence, right? You wake up for suhoor. You make sure you eat enough. So that way the fasting is prepared, right? So your fasting becomes easy. For your ibadah, for your amal, you do things before the amal. We ask everyone, for our child, what have we done for them? What have we done for them? What tarbiyah have we given them? That we wonder why the kid after turning 13 and 14, oh, he's become such a bi'adab. He's become such a disrespectful child. He doesn't listen to anymore. Oh, he doesn't want to pray anymore. Well, what did we do for them? Subhanallah, and I'm not knocking this. We prepare, mashallah. And I'm a parent too. Trust me, I understand. We prepare the food. We prepare the clothing. We make sure the school is fine. But the only thing we forgot is we forgot to think about Allah Ta'ala. We forgot to think about Allah. We forgot to think that this is my amal. Your child is your amal. On the day of judgment, Allah will say, this is from your amal. It's such a beautiful amal, right? Because on the day of judgment, when all your amal is cut off, what amal continues? The amal of the children. The child on the day of judgment will continue to do good deeds and you will get reward for your children. This is what they are, amal. So Allah Ta'ala says, think about them like your amal. Before the amal, what did you do to make sure the amal was accepted? During the amal, when you're praying your salah, do you think about anyone else other than Allah? Should you be thinking about anyone else other than Allah? You should only be thinking about Allah Ta'ala. What happens with our kids? Allahu Akbar, we think about, make sure to get him to Harvard. Oh, MIT to jana. He has to go to MIT. Okay, if his deen gets barbad, no problem. But he has to get degree kul milna. We came to America for a reason, yaar, you know? We came so he could become deen, you know, to become a dunya da, right? So he can get dunya. SubhanAllah, but what about his deen? Now he's with a Christian girl. And now he has no idea about Islam. Now he makes la'nat on his parents because they taught him Islam. This is the type of kids we have in America. I'm giving you the serious warning here about people who unfortunately are not considerate of their children. During the amal, you're supposed to think about Allah. When you raise your kids, think about Allah. And after the amal, what do you do? Rabbana taqabbal minna. This should be the regular thing. At nighttime, you raise your hand and say, Ya Allah, I ask you for my children, Ya Allah. I ask you. Every night, make two rakats for your children. I tell you, this is the most effective thing I can tell you. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to pray long rakat of tahajjud and qiyam al-layl. And then his son used to be sleeping next to his feet. And he used to say, while he used to be crying, and he used to break it, finish his salah, and go to his son and say, son, I'm doing this for you. So that you become righteous, mashallah. This is the thing, parents. After you raise your kids, what should be the thing every night? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Allah accept. I tried my best today. Allah, I might have been too harsh. I might have been too easy. I don't know, Ya Allah. You know, I don't know. Allah, I'm giving it to you to do. What do we do after amal? Do we go and tell everyone, look at the selfie. Yeah, this 20 rakat tarawih hashtag. You know, do people put it on Facebook? Do people show everyone that, yeah, this is the hajj I made, you know, mashallah, tabarakallah. Oh yeah, let me show you the Kaaba I just made tawaf around, subhanallah. People have made amal into showing people. People have made amal into demonstration before people. Amal are not to show people. Amal is to show Allah. People are forgotten this. Would you think I'm talking about amal here? I'm not talking about hajj and umrah here. I'm talking about our children. Do you tell people what good deed you do? Should you tell people about what good deed you do? No, right? You conceal it. MashaAllah, one guy wanted that, you know, our Sheikh Tamim said that there was like a $900,000 or something and the masjid needed. Then the brother, he came with a $900,000 check. He said, this is for you, Sheikh. I just want that you put my name on the wall. Put it on a plaque so everyone can see that I was the one who donated. And the Sheikh told him, you can take your kibir and leave it. We don't need it. Allah will give. Really, Allah doesn't need our sadaqah and our these things. Allah will give. You have no idea what Allah can give. Really, may Allah give us understanding. This subhanAllah, people, subhanAllah, you're not supposed to show off your amal. Don't show off your kids. I give you some deep advice here. Some profound advice. Don't show off your kids. You show off your kids, you put them in a place where people who don't like them will give them nazar and ayin and hasad and everything. And then your kids end up ruined. You didn't even want them to be. But then what happened? You put them online. Now they're on full display for everyone. जैसे मौलाना साहब, मैं तो मेरा बच्चा तो बीमार हो गया, और मैं तो जानता हूँ कि यू नो आई नो व्हाई ही गॉट सिक, बिकॉज़ यू पुट हिम ऑन व्हाट्सएप एंड आई सॉ हिज पिक्चर टू, एंड आई माइट हैव मिस सेइंग माशाल्लाह एंड समवन्स वाचिंग फ्रॉम द बाथरूम. यू नो यू डू अंडरस्टैंड हु मुसलमान आर दीज डेज? प्लीज गार्ड योर लाइफ. I don't need to know about you, really. No one needs to know about you. Only Allah needs to know. And Allah Ta'ala knows. Guard your life. The same way you guard your aman, guard your children. Allah Ta'ala telling you, Inna amalul ghayru salih. Allah Ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, look, hard words, but truthful words. Nuh, he's not from your family. He's not a righteous action. Fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bi 'ilm. Allah Ta'ala says, Nuh, don't you dare ask me about things you don't have knowledge of. Allah said, don't ask me about things you don't have knowledge of. Right? And Allah Ta'ala says, Inni a'idhuka. Nuh, I warn you. Allah says, I admonish you, I warn you, Nuh, that don't become from those ignorant people that ask without knowledge. Okay, now listening to this strong advice from Allah Ta'ala, now subhanAllah, you and I might feel like, oh, this is heavy. What is the response of Nuh alayhi salam? Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi. Allah, I seek refuge in you. Allah, tumhe pana mangta hu. Allah, I ask you, Ya Allah, please, I don't want to ask anything that I have any knowledge. He's very humble. If Allah told him something, he listens. Many of us, subhanAllah, if we hear the fatwa and the ilm of deen, well, Saab, Hazrat, this is too hard. This is too difficult. Can you reduce the volume is too high? Can you reduce the level a little bit? You know, this is too intense for me. Lower the frequency, lower the velocity a little bit, please. Turn down the speed. SubhanAllah. We get upset. Allahu Akbar, we live the gunagar life. We live the sinful life. You must recognize it, brothers and sisters. We live the bad life. We ask Allah things that we shouldn't be asking Him. We did things that we shouldn't have done. We've done so many things. So Nuh alayhi salam tells us that first and foremost, say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. Oh Allah, I ask you and I seek refuge in you that I should never ask you of things I don't have any knowledge of. Okay? You want to know, subhanAllah, al-Qiyamah, how humble Nuh alayhi salam is? Do you know on the Day of Judgment, every Nabi says, you know, we all go to every Nabi and we say, please ask Allah to start the Day of Judgment, right? It's very famous, right? So we go to Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam says, oh, I ate from the tree. You know, it was a mistake of mine. How could I ask Allah Ta'ala? Then, like, we go to like Musa alayhi salam. Musa says, I killed a guy, right? You know, I punched him, he died, you know, like, you know. And then they go to Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam's like, listen, everyone started worshiping me. Yeah, you can't come to me. There's no one you can come. Then, and you go to Nuh alayhi salam. You know what Nuh alayhi salam says? You know, like eating from a tree, killing a person, everyone worshiping is very serious. Nuh alayhi salam says, I asked Allah something I shouldn't ask him. Like the most tame and most like innocent of things. But for a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, a Nabi, a Prophet of Allah, and he's such an amazing person, he is, Nuh alayhi salam, right? So subhanAllah, even that little thing that he did wrong, he's like, no, I can't. I can't ask Allah Ta'ala. He's an amazing person he is. So then he says this part, and this is the part I want everyone to remember, okay? I forgot to actually tell you the ayah number two. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْلِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ This is the part you want to remember. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْلِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Allah, if you don't forgive me, and if you don't have mercy on me, I will be from the losers. If you don't have forgive me for what I did wrong, and you don't have mercy on me for what I did wrong, I'll be from the losers. I want everyone to remember this because we made a lot of sin in our life. We made a lot of mistakes and we learned after that it was the wrong thing. Allah will forgive you because you didn't know. But still, it is befitting, it is the right of the abd that he should make dua like this. That Allah, I didn't know, but I should have known. And Allah, if you don't forgive me and you don't have mercy on me, akum min al khasirin. Does anyone know? Does this sound dua sounding familiar? Does this dua sound familiar? Illa taghfir lana wa tarhamna. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ Whose dua was that? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا Whose dua was that? We did a couple of days ago. Adam alayhi salam, right? Nuh alayhi salam is doing the same dua as Adam alayhi salam. He's saying the same dua. So the same way Allah answered Adam alayhi salam, Allah answered Nuh alayhi salam. The same way Allah that gave Adam alayhi salam and Allah forgave Adam alayhi salam. Thereafter, Allah made Adam alayhi salam the human, the first human, and everyone is in the hasanat of Adam alayhi salam. What about Nuh alayhi salam? Nuh alayhi salam is known as the second Adam alayhi salam. Because now the same way everyone comes from Adam alayhi salam, everyone also comes from Nuh alayhi salam. The same barakah Allah gave Adam alayhi salam, a similar barakah Allah gave Nuh alayhi salam. That's why Allah says, Qila ya Nuh, bit bi salami minna wa barakatin alayk. Nuh, because you made such a beautiful dua, because of the barakah of this dua, come down with salam, come down with peace, wa barakat, and so many blessings. Nuh alayhi salam is celebrated throughout all of the world. And all this hasanat, all the good deeds, you and I, when you and I raise in the judgment, you're going to see a man called Nuh alayhi salam live 950 something plus years, mashallah. You're going to be behind him because of the barak of this dua. I tell everyone, inshallah ta'ala, if you lived a difficult and hard life before, like we all have, we know that we weren't religious before, make this dua. Wa illa taghfirli. Allah, if you don't forgive me, wa tarhamni, and you have mercy on me, akum min al-khasirin. Allah will inshallah ta'ala forgive you, and Allah will give you the barakah like what He gave to Nuh alayhi salam. We ask Allah for tawfiq and hidayah and understanding, inshallah, to give us life and taqwa and deen, inshallah ta'ala, and to give us, inshallah, a life that is befitting and most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me just give you the ayah number before I forget, so that way. Because if I leave you here and then you don't know, then you'll be like looking throughout the whole Quran. You're not Hafiz al Quran, so, you know, even Hafiz might not even know where the dua is. It's ayah number 47. Ayah number 47. Rabbi inni a'udhu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bi 'ilm wa illa taghfir li wa tarhamni akun min al-khasirin. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Surah Hud, ayah number 47, inshallah. Wa sallallahu Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.